Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Grace Slick bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you get there, when you get there, and we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then, of course, we have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We'd like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And, of course, in the next week, I report back to you on how the poll went. I do that on the show. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Patricia Sigmund. Pat is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. It's a book I highly recommend you folks. Every small business owner should buy this and put it on their desk. Don't put it on in your library. Don't put it on the shelf. Buy it and put it on your desk and read it. Read what Pat says. Pat, thank you for this work. Give us the website and tell us how we can find you and your book.
Okay, davidadvisorygroup.com is the advising company, and Six Steps to Creating Profit is on Amazon.
All right.
Easy enough.
So check it out, folks. And last name is Sigmon. Am I saying that name correctly, Sigmund?
Yes, okay. That's how you say it.
Okay. Pat, we were talking. You gave us a great tour of how to really break down, even without a lot of fancy-smancy accounting and reports. We talked earlier about how to really put a little bit of information in your hands with regard to how the business is going. If you know what your daily expenses are, and you know that the pot from which the money comes to pay those expenses is from the gross profit, which happens after a sale is made, and you pay for the products of that makes that sale, the raw material, so to speak, the cost of goods sold. That gross profit, if that's not enough every day to pay that expenses, you're in the hole. You've lost money. You can't sustain that. And okay, if today is off and tomorrow makes up for it, that's what happens. I mean, that's the reason why we don't start a business in the morning, go out of business at the end of the day. We operate it over time. But you got to have a plan for catching up, don't you?
You sure do.
So
measuring the costs, it sometimes helps to break them down into what's mandatory, what you can't get away with, and what's discretionary.
Right.
I mean,
explain that to us.
Well, if you are a business owner, paying yourself a bonus might be discretionary.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, in certain investment, obviously buying new chairs or something mm-hmm. might be discretionary. But paying the payroll of the administrative people, the lights.
The rent,
all insurance. These things are overhead. They're there.
Paying the bank back, that's not optional.
That's not optional.
Taxes, that's not optional.
Not optional.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. One of my mentors once said that, you know, the two things, they're the need to haves and the nice to haves.
Absolutely.
And you got to separate those, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, at home, you don't have someone at home, hopefully, writing checks out, using the ATM ongoing, and never thinking where is the money coming from.
Right.
It's not a big bucket. In work, sometimes that's happening. It's rolling over every day. You're living on yesterday's cash, perhaps, and one day you hit the wall.
Right. You're
out of business.
Right. Do you recommend sharing that kind of information with employees?
I recommend having employees think in terms of profit.
Okay.
They certainly can't, you know, be knowing each other's salaries and things like
right.
that. But having employees work on creating profit in the job, I mean, they have to understand, and they do, many of them, but they have to understand that their job is based on the sales that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's not an overhead bucket. There's not a magical inpouring of money.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it comes from, and we all have to work for the same thing.
And so if you understand, as we talked in the previous segment, you understand that you know, this today I've got to create $1,000 in gross profit, let's just say, mm-hmm. then that means, and if my markup is the classic markup, I buy it for $100 and sell it for $200, the classic, what's the term for that? I've forgotten the term they use for that kind of a markup, but our margin, I should say. If that's what happens, then if I've got to have $1,000 in gross profit, that means that I need to sell $2,000 worth today. And if I have two salespeople, that means that I need you to sell $1,000 and you to sell $1,000, right?
Yeah, and it's I wrote my book geared toward service companies or the service part of companies.
Right.
And I just saw a movie, Win-Win. I don't know if you've seen that,
but
it's the same thing. The attorney sitting there all day, you know, fixing the plumbing, and there's no income. I mean, if you're a service person and you don't have clients coming in, there's trouble.
Right. Right. So what do you do about that?
Well, lots of different things. But, I mean, we're either aiming to increase sales or decrease expenses. That's the only way that we're going to get more money in our hands. Increasing sales, I mean, this has been a terrible, terrible stretch we've all had here.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in business and you have a client base of any kind, maybe they're not buying what they used to buy or at the same rate. There are other things you can do, different services you can add, complementary things you can sell, hitting other markets that you haven't hit before, trying to be vertical when you've been horizontal or being horizontal when you've been vertical.
This is increasing sales. This is all part of your changing the rules of operation, isn't it?
That's correct.
That's second. What we're going to do, folks, Pat's going to come back. We're going to get into her book and chapter by chapter, section by section, and talk about this in future visits. Pat, thank you for allowing to do that with us. Give us a website, please.
Okay, davidadvisorygroup.com.
Thank you for being here. The book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.